The probability of success is difficult to estimate, but if we never search, the chance of success is zero. Let's work hard to attain our goal and make it a sure event. Welcome you all to the last module of this chapter. In this module, we shall try to understand what is probability and some of the terms related with it. We shall also try to solve a few questions. The word probability is commonly used in our day-to-day conversation, and we generally use this word even without going into the details of its actual meaning. Generally, people have a rough idea about its meaning. In our day-to-day life, we come across statements like, probably it may rain today. He may possibly join politics. Indian cricket team has good chances of winning World Cup. He's probably right. In such statements, we generally use the terms possible, probable, chance, likely, etc. All these terms convey the same sense that the event is not certain to take place, or in other words, there is uncertainty about the occurrence. In layman's terminology, the word probability connotes that there is uncertainty about what has happened or what is going to happen. However, in the theory of probability, we assign numerical value to the degree of uncertainty. Students, this concept of probability originated in the beginning of 18th century in problems pertaining to games of chance, such as throwing a die, tossing a coin, drawing a card from a pack of cards, etc. Starting with games of chance, probability today has become one of the basic tools of statistics and has wide range of applications in science and engineering. Let us move on to understand important terms related with probability. Random experiment. A random experiment is one whose outcome cannot be predicted exactly in advance. For example, no one can predict whether it is going to be a heads or a tail while tossing a coin. Similarly, neither can we guess whether it is going to be a number 4 or a number 6 while throwing a dice. Hence, such experiments like throwing a dice, tossing a coin, or picking a card from a pack of cards are random experiment. Equally likely outcome. Outcomes of an experiment are equally likely if each has the same chance of occurrence. Example, in tossing the coin, both head and tail can come equally likely. In throwing the dice, all the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 can come equally likely. In any random experiment, when we perform a particular experiment, the outcome could be more than one. For example, when I toss a coin, I may consider my event to be getting a tail, or I may consider my event to be getting a heads. Similarly, throwing a dice. One event could be getting an odd number, or we may have an event of getting an even number. Still moving on, we may take up an event of multiples of 3, and so on. Getting a red ball from a bottle of balls could be one event, or getting a particular colored sector and spinning a wheel could be yet another event. So, dear children, one or more outcomes of an experiment make up an event. When the occurrence of an event is sure to happen, we call it a certain or a sure event. The probability of a sure event is 1. When the occurrence of an event is not possible, we then call it impossible event. The probability of an impossible event is 0. Hence, the value of probability of any event would lie between 0 and 1. When all outcomes are equally likely, probability is calculated as number of outcomes that makes the event to total number of outcomes of the experiment. Please scroll to slide number 9. An example is presented wherein a jar contains 1,000 marbles. 800 of them are black, 200 are red in color. We need to find out the probability of drawing a black marble out of the jar. Dear children, to find the probability of drawing a black marble would be probability of the favorable event. That means the number of black marbles available to the total number of marbles available. That is 800 by 1000 makes it 8 by 10 or 0.8. Let us move on to slide 10. Here is an example where a die is thrown and we need to find the probability of getting a prime number. Now, when we throw a die, the possible outcomes are it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. In a total, it makes 6 outcomes. Now, which are the prime numbers present in those 6 numbers? Well, they are 2, 3 and 5. That is, only 3 of them are prime numbers. Hence, the probability of getting a prime number would be number of prime numbers divided by the total number of outcomes. That is 3 by 6, making it 1 by 2. Now, similarly, getting not a prime number, there are numbers which are left, that is 1, 4 and 6, again making it in total 3. So, the probability is going to be 3 by 6 or 1 by 2. Getting a number greater than 4, what would be its probability? Yes, numbers which are greater than 4 are 5 and 6. So, the probability would be 2 by 6, that is 1 by 3. Getting a number not greater than 4. Here, numbers which are less than 4 should be counted. We have how many numbers? 3 numbers, that is 1, 2 and 3. Hence, the probability will be 3 by 6. Let us move on to yet another example. Slide number 11. We need to find the probability of getting an ace from a well-shuffled deck of 52 playing cards. Now, dear children, I'm sure you all have played with the cards. In a deck of 52 cards, how many aces are present? Yes, we have 4 aces. So, in order to find the probability of getting an ace, any one out of those 4 would be needed. Therefore, favorable outcome is 4 and the total cards, total outcome is 52. So, the probability of getting an S would be 4 by 52 or 1 by 13. Dear students, more question of this kind is given in the worksheet. Try to solve them. With this, we have come to the end of this chapter. I believe you all have enjoyed your journey through this chapter. Take care and remember, serious, sincere, systematic studies surely secures supreme success. So stay home, stay safe. Thank you all.